Pequis, short for pequeños, is what Mama called the fairies that supposedly had followed her from Argentina. They were her friends, now ours, and they loved it when we left them gifts, like a saucer with milk. Stupid fairies. I covered my head with the pillow to block the lies and the disgusted expression I knew I had on my face. When Mama left, I was in charge. No fairies ever helped me. The usual tightness in my chest pressed down on me. I hated this feeling, but there was no one else. No fairies watched us. It was just me protecting the girls all night long. Who protected me? I preferred not to ask aloud because I already knew the answer. Coda wrestled in the bed. I held the comforter so she wouldn't pull it off me as she kicked and squirmed. On the other bed, Avi slept like those garden statues of dreaming cherubs, her bottom sticking up in the air, her mouth the perfect pucker. Mama finally came back to kiss us goodnight before she headed out. She covered Avi with the Winnie the Pooh blanket. She straightened the covers on Coda's side of the bed. And finally, she knelt on the floor next to me for the last directions of the night. Stay in bed. And if Avalon wakes up, go sleep with her. I know. I cut her off. She nodded once and exhaled like she was relieved I understood that crucial piece of information. Her breath smelled bad, of unbrushed teeth. Although she was so strict about teeth hygiene. I'll be home in time to braid your hair for the auditions. She kissed my forehead, her lips lingering against my skin for a second and a heartbeat. We'll be okay, I said. We always are. Secretly, I was relieved she'd remembered about my hair. She stood and stretched and stretched. She yawned silently, painfully. Dream with the angels, Minerva, she finally said. If the shadow of a boy sneaks in, don't take your sisters on an adventure. Wait for me. I smiled, rolled my eyes at her, and shook my head all at the same time. Don't worry, I said. I'll be here. The door clicked shut, and I fell asleep right away. My dreams were full of music and fairies, sneaking shadows and glitter. When I woke up, I bolted to a sitting position. Our basement apartment was usually dark even in the middle of the day, but a little light still entered through the small, grimy windows. It was too light for 6:30 in the morning, when Mama always came back from work and got us ready for the day. She usually took a little nap while we were at school, and then at noon, she took Avalon to daycare and headed to her day job for a few hours until dinner time. I slipped out of the bed, noticing golden glitter on my pillow. Maybe when Avi was coloring, she'd accidentally stained the sheets with sparkly markers or something. After all her tossing, Coda had ended up at the foot of the bed. But next to her, glitter, like a snail's trail, sparkled on the bed covers. Avi had slept through the night. She was still in the same position I'd seen her in last. She smiled like her dreams were magical. But where was Mama? I ran into the kitchen to check if she was there. The kitchen was empty. I went back to the bedroom. I peeked into the bathroom. In our dark basement apartment, there was no trace of Mama. 8 o'clock flashed on the microwave clock. And for the first time in my life, my mom wasn't home when I woke up.